Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Zoe. And we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe.
In this episode, we caught up with Casey Daly, an FSU alum who spent his first year abroad in Panama City and the Republic of Panama. From his apartment in Brooklyn, New York, Casey shared what it's been like living in New York City during the COVID-19 pandemic, connecting with his culture through study abroad, and creating a space for others to engage with the intersection of their identities. Hey, Casey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing really well. We're excited to talk to you today. First off, can you just introduce yourself?
Yeah, most definitely. So my name is Casey Daly. I graduated from Florida State University in fall of 2017. I studied finance and economics while I was at Florida State University. While I was there, I did my first year abroad in Panama, the Republic of Panama. In addition to that, outside of IP, I actually did another study abroad program where I went to live in Jamaica for the summer. And right now, I'm currently living in Brooklyn, New York. I work as a senior project manager for a technology consultant firm.
So before we jump into your study abroad experience, we just wanted to ask you, like, how has it been living and working in New York throughout the pandemic? And I know you moved there, like, just before the pandemic, right?
So actually, I was already living in New York. So I've been living in New York since 2018. But the interesting thing is I got a new apartment. So I was already living in Brooklyn, but I got a new apartment in March. I got a new job in March. And then the whole world shut down March 15th.
Wow.
And so it's been an interesting experience for anybody who's been to New York. Everybody knows how busy and packed it is. So definitely uncanny, seeing the streets empty. I was driving through Times Square in March and no one was there. And many native New Yorkers have said they've never seen Times Square completely empty. So it's definitely been an adjustment, not having the subway 24/7 and not having your normal New York activities. And not having the reasons why people move to New York for the experience. Just seeing all of those things kind of disappear and fade away for a time period was definitely a weird experience.
Yeah, it's been weird enough in a small town. I can't imagine what it was like in a city like New York City.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so next we want to know, we're going to jump into more of your study abroad experience. So in what ways did your study abroad experience impact you the most?
Yeah, so for me, my study abroad experience, it was about strengthening my bond with my heritage. I've always had a strong heritage. My mom actually being born and raised in Panama, my dad being born and raised in Jamaica, and kind of being raised in West Indian neighborhoods my whole life. I've had a strong West Indian identity. But for me, going back and living in Panama and going back and living in Jamaica was the most important part, having that connection with my family and actually living in the country and experiencing certain things, seeing certain streets, going to certain markets. I felt like that was a missing piece from my childhood. So that's something I definitely wanted to expand on when I got into college. So when the number one reason I actually came to FSU was because of the study abroad program, if we're being honest.
That's awesome. So we know that in addition to your consulting position that you have, you and some friends also started a business in New York City. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how maybe your study abroad experience influenced that?
Yeah, definitely. So this year we launched Big Yacht, and Big Yacht was it's a Caribbean events company, and it was for queer Caribbean people and their allies. And so I started it with my best friend, who I actually met at an internship in Jamaica, and a mutual friend who's also Jamaican here in New York. And so as someone who's very involved in cultural, who's been very involved in my culture from my childhood, who studied abroad, who also was very involved in cultural organizations on campus. I was part of Panamanian Students Association and Caribbean Students Association. I noticed that if you hold an LGBTQ plus identity, usually what happens is that you have to choose between engaging in your culture and keeping up with current events, music-wise or party-wise with the culture, or fully exploring your LGBTQ plus identity. And so for me and my friends who all live at that intersection, We realized that's not an option. I just love the Caribbean culture too much. It's something that is very near and dear to me. And so we decided to create a space specifically so people can engage both of their identities at once, because it is both part of them and they shouldn't have to separate one from another.
It's so cool that you were able to use your own lived experience to reach out and create that space and community for other people that you know that are also living through that and living that experience. So it's really cool to see how y'all were able to put that for good and to create that space for others. So we're also curious, how have your own experiences and identity shaped your career and education goals? So what's up next for you?
After I graduated, I went into fintech, but I've recently... And this has always kind of been out the case, especially through college with my involvement at FSU. But I've taken more of an identity of more, you know how people say global citizen? I feel like I have more of a global citizenship or a global identity with the Caribbean as a whole and Latin America as a whole. And so that has kind of inspired or brought up an interest in studying journalism so I could start going back and telling the stories of the Caribbean and Latin America, and not just from places that I hold heritage in, but the Caribbean as a whole and Latin America as a whole, and learning how to tell those stories. I don't know if I want to make that a career, but I would like to get a master's in it to learn how to do it in an effective way, in an ethical way.
I love the idea of just exploring that from just a personal and hobby perspective, not necessarily something that you're looking to pursue career-wise, but just something to grow as a person. Kind of a little backtracking, a little off topic, but what was your favorite part of studying abroad in Panama? I know you talked about just that connection to your culture, but what was it like being a student and studying while you were in Panama?
So my favorite part about Panama was, interestingly enough, anybody who's been to the FSU Panama campus, they have this program that's a 2+2 program. So anybody from the Latin America or the Caribbean can come and study there for 2 years and then transfer to the Tallahassee campus for 2 years with in-state tuition and other benefits that I'm not remembering right now. And so actually one of my favorite things was not necessarily reconnecting with the Panamanian culture, but learning so much about everywhere else. So going to FSU Panama, you're around people from Jamaica, Curaçao, Aruba, El Salvador, Venezuela, Colombia, and just learning about everybody's cultural experiences, everybody's different experience, learning about the political situation in everybody else's country. So it was that cultural exchange. In Panama itself, they always call it, it's kind of like the New York of Central America. So Panama in itself is a very, is a melting pot. So there's a lot of immigrants from different areas. So just having that experience of actually going back to Panama to connect with our Panamanian heritage, but getting that much more from other people's culture was the best experience.
That's so cool. It sounds like that kind of informed, you know, where you are now in your career. And like you were saying, you want to record stories and have that journalistic side of things. And I think that that's awesome that you kind of got a taste of that just through experiencing that cross-cultural communication when you're in Panama. I know a lot of students talk about how Panama also is a really neat place because you're able to just see the level of trade and the amount of trade that goes on there with the Panama Canal. I'm wondering if you had that experience or like how maybe the academics were for you while you were there.
So with the Panama Canal, from more of a historical standpoint, we lived right on one of the, it's called the Miraflores Lock. We lived right on it. But what interested me more was there's various ethnicities within the Panamanian identity. So my family specifically came from the West Indies, Trinidad, Jamaica, Barbados, to build the Panamanian Canal way back in the day, a couple generations before my mom was born. And so I think it was my great-grandparents who are actually from the West Indies. And so that's a completely different ethnic group with a completely different story and completely different proximity to the canal. But then you have what they call Zonians, who are American citizens who are born on American bases in Panama. And my aunt is actually, because my grandma married an American soldier, she's actually a Zonian and a West Indian Panamanian. So she has that intersection. And just learning about the different identities outside of that and how that plays into people's identities with proximity to the canal and how the canal has affected immigration, has affected the culture of Panama altogether, the way in which people speak, the music in which people listen to, is very informed by migration that has happened. And a lot of that migration happened because of the Panamanian Canal. So just kind of seeing that up close and personal is really cool.
The complexities of culture and generations and communities are so interesting, like you're explaining. And I know a lot of that you probably came to know from your own family. But for students who don't have that connection to culture, to get to live in these places and learn a little bit about that and kind of see how the world works beyond our own little bubbles is just so cool. And that the Panama campus is right there next to that lock and next to the Panama Canal, that students have the opportunity to learn about those things, is just such an awesome product of study abroad that we're so lucky to get to offer to students.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So our last question for you is just, what advice do you have for students that would be considering study abroad?
So my advice would be, someone told me this, my orientation in college, before I started college, say yes. I say it's an experience that everybody should do. Say yes to the experience. Within reason, right? You know, if you can get a scholarship or something, that's always good, but just say yes. Find a place, go abroad, learn something new, learn a different perspective, practice another language. It really does shape the way in which you view the world. It really does shape the way in which you can open your mind. I feel like for our generation specifically, we're a very open-minded generation, but you don't realize how much more open-minded you can be until you've seen something that you've never even imagined. So I'd say yes, go for it, do it, find a way. You can make it happen.
Well, thank you so much for saying yes to studying abroad and saying yes to being on our podcast. We really appreciate you sharing your story and sharing some time with us this morning, Casey. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Before we disembark, let's revisit the topic of culture. As we mentioned in episode 2, culture can include various aspects of a society, such as customs and social habits, language, music, religion, art, and food. Today we want to discuss music and briefly explore how music is a great way to get to know another culture. From reggae in Jamaica to bagpipes in Scotland and everything in between, music encompasses many aspects of culture, from politics and language to history and religion. Music, artists, and songs can shape whole generations of people, influence fashion and trends, preserve history and folklore, and even change people's ideas and beliefs on social issues and politics.
When visiting another country, a great way to get to know the culture is to engage with music while you're there. Stopping to listen to local street musicians, going to a concert, or learning a new type of dance are all ways music can help you learn about the local language, history, and traditions. Music has been called the universal language and is a way to better understand various cultures and communities. As Billy Joel said, "I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we're all touched by. No matter what culture we're from, everyone loves music."
If you have questions about study abroad, join us for our IP Ambassador virtual tabling event coming up on October 14th. Study abroad alums will be there to answer your questions and to talk about their experiences. Drop into the Zoom to say hello and ask questions between 2 and 5 p.m. that day. You can find the Zoom link on social media at FSUIP. Thank you to Casey for chatting with us and to each of you for listening.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo is designed by Vanessa Gure. Sound engineering is done by Chris Bretthart. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Zoe Crook and Hannah Meister.